Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain, with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. How are you doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good.
We have an exciting show today, as always. We have been on the air for the past 5 years, since September of 2000, with weekly live cases proving that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs or surgery. If this sounds too incredible to be true, check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. We have over 200 shows, live shows, archived on the website. Last week we had with us Mike from Fullerton. He has suffered from knee pain, sciatica, hypertension, shoulder pain, low thyroid, and cholesterol problems for many, many years. After 4 to 5 treatments, his thyroid became normal again without the use of thyroid replacement therapy. His blood pressure also normalized to 128 over 72. That's his average without medication. And he has lost 46 pounds in 7 months. Now he's taking yoga. After the first two visits, his sciatica is all gone. It never came back. And now his sleep apnea has also been treated and cured with Dr. Tong's treatments. He has been off his CPAP, which is the continuous positive airway pressure that he puts on his face for sleeping. He's been off it for 4 weeks, and he has not had any problems.
And he had used it for a long time.
For many, many years.
And also his thyroid was 1.5. Now it's 10, mm-hmm. more than 10. So those are objective proof that you can get the body function working, get the thyroid working, get all the organ working, rather than replacing the hormone and doing the job of the organ for the organ itself.
Right. We also had Andre with us, who's had 18 months of severe neck and shoulder pain, and as well as his back pain. After his first treatment, he walked out of the office with no pain at all after one treatment. These are the kind of cases we have on our show every week. Just check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. If you'd like to make an appointment, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number for an appointment is 714-556-8664. And if you have any questions now, you can give us a call toll-free at 888-995-5552. Again, to call us toll-free for any questions, it's 888-995-5552. Okay, let's get to our first guest today in line one. Hello?
Hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who is this? Hello.
Hi, this is Dr. Case.
Oh, Dr. Case.
Yes.
Hi, Dr. Case. Welcome to our show.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Are you nervous?
Well, I wasn't sure if you were talking to me or not, so that's why I hesitated.
Yeah, we're talking to you now.
Yes.
Very good. Thank
speak
you.
A little louder,
yeah,
okay?
Can you speak a little louder into your... Anyway, would you like... Could you introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Dr. Darlene Case. I'm a chiropractor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I practice up in Anaheim, California.
Uh-huh.
And I came down to observe Dr. Tong... working and treating patients this past week on Tuesday. And
yes.
So I'm here to talk a little bit about that.
Okay.
Sure. Share with us what you see,
well,
what you saw.
I saw some pretty miraculous things. One of the things that really struck me was the patient, the female patient with, she had some problems with her leg from diabetic complications. Mm-hmm. And she was sharing with me her story about how she had lost, she got an infection in that lower leg and had a lot of scarring and everything there. And I'm looking at her leg, and as she's telling this, and I'm thinking, I'm looking at it now, and it's kind of pink, and she said it was very dark before.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking in my mind, how long would it take someone to get it from blue, very dark colored to pink? And I'm thinking, 6 months, a year. And I asked her how long she'd been under Dr. Tong's care, and she said 5 weeks, and I couldn't believe it.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, for those listeners, you know, you can go to my website, drtong.com, drtong.com. On my on the photo evidence, on the third case, we have a photograph of somebody that actually was dark blue, and it was gangrenous, and we turned it totally back to flesh color.
Mm-hmm.
And that took us 6 months, but that patient not only was dark blue and black,
but
ulcerated, many mm-hmm. pus infection, cellulitis,
swollen. Mm-hmm.
And we get it, the swelling is all gone, and flesh color is still hard a little bit, but he's a drywall hanger, so he works like 8 to 12 hours a day.
On his feet a lot.
Yeah, so that's why we could not cure him, but we get back all the color, and he had feelings, and he could work even with our treatment, yes.
That's an amazing case. Is there another case?
So anything else you have seen, Darlene?
Yes,
and how,
there was another female patient there. I believe she was 29 years old and had stopped menstruating. And
yes.
I believe it was one or two treatments, and she had regained her period. So, I mean, I've never even heard of that.
6 months. She lost her period 6 months. And
uh-huh.
after one treatment, her period came back.
Wow.
The reason is, okay, for the body to function, we need this energy, the Chinese called qi. This qi is the energy that make up of our spirit. And all living human are spirits. So we are qi. Without the qi going in the body doesn't function. Without the thyroid qi, the thyroid spirit, the thyroid soul, the thyroid doesn't work. So replacing thyroid hormones will make the thyroid weaker, because now the body's the pituitary monitors all the hormones and all the organs, how they're doing. And if they see that the thyroids are high, and if they're still high, then they think the thyroid is working. So we stop sending thyroid-stimulating hormone, and the thyroid become atrophy.
Dr. Cases, are there any other cases you'd like to share with us before we move on?
No, those were the ones that really stuck out in my mind.
Uh-huh.
The other thing that I saw out of every patient that I observed was the fact that they seemed to be at peace. There was
mm-hmm.
a calmness that came over them following the treatment.
Right.
And
emotional stability.
Yes, that was remarkable to watch their change in their disposition. You don't see that with, I haven't seen that with too many treatments at all. So mm-hmm. it was.
Yes.
It was
How did you hear
neat.
About Dr. Tong?
One of my patients had told me about the radio broadcast, and then I had gone on the internet and corresponded a little bit with Dr. Tong, and I really wanted to come down and see what he was doing.
Great.
Great.
Well, Dr. Case, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
We really appreciate you sharing your stories with us.
And come back and visit me whenever you like to.
You should get a treatment, too, if you need one.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to, Dr. Tong. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment is 714-556-8664. Okay, let's get to our next guest, Emily on line two. Is Emily there?
Hi, yes, I am.
Hi, Emily. Welcome to our show.
Hi, how are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good.
I'm a little sick, but not like it's been. Not like it's been at all.
Why don't you give us a little history of what happened before you came to see Dr.
In December, I began getting my really bad headaches again, and this has been an ongoing since my accident, since 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was in a bad enough one where I had a severe head injury where they induced a coma, and they said the intracranial pressures were like 35 or below, and so they had induced a coma, and the damage was in the like temporal lobe, and so they didn't know if I was going to come out of that. Well, I did, and I came out fine.
Yeah, you sound fine.
She
did.
In December, I had a seizure, and that's all. I mean, it went downhill from there. But now they are saying that my white blood cell count is low.
Mm-hmm.
And so
I'll get it up for you.
Yeah, and I was just going to say that my menstrual period started again, and I was in the room with Dr. Case. Dr. Case was actually there with me.
Oh, so that was who you were talking to.
So it was after one treatment, correct, or two?
I think it was one treatment.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it was one treatment on that. But when I went in to see Dr. Tong the first time, and Dr. Tong is my witness, I was
very angry.
I was angry. Yeah, I did not want to talk to doctors because I had had such bad experiences with them. I mean, I was addicted to morphine because that's all they gave me. For the longest time. And
now, what about the seizures?
I had that one, and I had a few after that, and they were minor. And they overlooked them because nobody wanted to deal with me. They saw my CAT scan. They saw that there was damage to my brain. They saw the piece. There's a small piece, a debris in my some part of the brain, midbrain. And so they did not want to, they didn't want to deal with me. They just kept calling in prescriptions after prescriptions. I don't take
them. Don't let them open your head up.
Oh, no, I don't. I'm done with all that.
Okay.
I'm done with all the surgeries and stuff. And but my landlord actually had gone to Dr. Tong and told me what wonders he does. And so it took me a while to call, but I finally did. And when I went there, Dr. Tong, he was going to walk out on me because I was yelling at him. But, yeah,
she lumped me with all the other doctors. I don't want anything for any doctors. I said, don't lump me with the other doctors.
How many treatments have you had, Emily?
I have had three so far.
Three, okay.
So tell us how you feel now compared to before you saw me, how emotionally and physically.
Emotionally, I'm doing great, and my head is still hurting, but nothing like it was before. I mean, it's bearable, and I'm sure it's going to get better, as I go along. But
you're so much more patient the way you talk right now, so much more sane.
you don't sound impatient right now.
Yeah,
you sound very calm.
But mainly when I would get the headaches, I would be throwing up. And that's what happened when I went the first time for the four-hour visit. I was really nauseous, and I was irritated.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's done wonders because I'm not as nauseous.
So what happened after the first treatment?
After the first treatment, I didn't make an appointment because I swore I wasn't going to come back after the shots. And so then about an hour later, I got home, or 2 hours later, and I decided I was going to call the next day because, my nauseousness went away.
Uh-huh.
My headache had, gone down to nothing.
Yeah, you only have half the treatment because you refused
anymore. I did only have half the treatment. I did.
Yes.
So are you going to continue treatments with Dr. Tong?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Great.
Yeah, I have.
Yes.
I have to call.
Emily, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate you sharing your story with
us. Yeah, we'll have you come back and update us on your progress.
When you have more improvements.
Yes. I sure will.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. That was Emily on the line with us. She had suffered from a severe auto accident 5 years ago that left her comatose with increased intracranial pressure in her head, as well as damage to her temporal lobe in her brain. She had severe headaches, even seizures, and a low white blood cell count. She was also angry and emotionally unstable. She's had 3 treatments with Dr. Tong now, and her headaches are much better. She's not nauseous anymore. She's emotionally more stable, and she's continuing to improve. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. Okay, let's get to our next caller, John, on line 4. Is John there?
Hi, how are you today?
Hi, John.
Hi, John. Thanks for waiting.
Oh, thank you. I just heard a little bit of your program. I believe you're on Saturdays, I guess.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
And, every Saturday,
anyway,
3:30.
I really liked what I heard.
Good.
If I could ask you, my godmother back in Pennsylvania is, in fact, Monday she'll be 90 years old.
Wow.
And she
Great.
Still drives. She goes to church and
No way.
quite active, goes to the grocery store, lives in a little town near Pittsburgh where I was born.
Uh-huh.
And my question is, she started to have some gallbladder problems.
Yes.
What would you
uh-huh.
suggest?
Okay, if she cannot come over to see me, go check out an acupuncturist and herbologist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll tell you the difference between Eastern and Western medicine. Western medicine suppresses symptoms with drugs. So the
uh-huh.
underlying cause of the disease is not treated. So
okay.
the underlying problem keep rotting the body. On top of that, you got side effect of the drugs. So even though you're taking blood pressure pill that suppress the blood pressure, you are treating the blood pressure only. You're not treating what
Why?
Caused the blood
right.
pressure to be high.
Exactly.
So the
right.
underlying disease keep rotting the body. Just like if you have a leak in the wall causing
okay.
dirty wall. You can call it dirty wall syndrome or multiple wall stain syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
You can
yeah.
paint over the wall. Okay, but the leak continued to rot the whole system.
Exactly.
And the film of the pain with the nose harmful to the living unit inside. So you got double injury. Whereas Eastern medicine get your soul back into the body. The
uh-huh.
energy from the soul, the Chinese call qi. The qi goes in the body and open up circulation. And that is how I improve the thyroid function, kidney function. They all need this energy. When we separate from our soul, the body can no longer live, can no longer maintain health because the qi is not there. Qi
right.
is just a Chinese word. It's a living energy from a spirit, the vibration from a spirit. We are spirits. And we
yeah.
enter the body through a set of meridians. Those are actually your antennas. And
uh-huh.
But do not get discouraged when you go out, get acupuncture and herb and doesn't get the result like you heard in here.
Right.
When I inject a little Novocaine on the acupuncture point that are blocked, we release the spasm and get 99
right.
to 100% of mm-hmm. the energy in.
Right.
Acupuncture may be 10 to 15%.
Right. Using
and
the injection is
a, so much more.
It's more effective. Stronger.
So much, yeah, so
yeah.
much instant.
Right.
And
yeah.
Your results are. So, and the other thing that you should do is that you should learn about, you know, do not eat any too much greasy stuff
foods,
and
right.
Spicy stuff, and eat things that are real,
yeah,
like
yeah.
hydrogenated fats.
What
you know, those are not
fats.
Real.
Dr.
Trans fats are not real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And,
what
all
about
the,
Dr. Tom? Of I've heard of people going on fasts and every hour drinking 8 ounces of pure apple juice, and then
oh.
at the end of the fast, in 2 days they add about 6 ounces of pure olive oil. Is
yeah,
that's a gallbladder flush.
Yeah, that's a gallbladder.
Yeah,
that's
a gallbladder
flush. That's good. That's actually good. Okay.
If she can handle it.
Yeah, fasting. Yeah, most people can handle
mm-hmm.
it. Fasting give the body a chance to detoxify and get rid of the toxin. Let
okay.
the kidney, let the liver and the gallbladder rest a little bit.
Exactly.
Okay. There's uh-huh. so much toxin in this civilized country, so the kidney and the liver are overworked all the time. So fasting is good,
mm-hmm.
and the olive oil draws the energy to the gallbladder.
Right. Right.
And then the lemon and olive oil, you use it both together, it'd be mm-hmm. much better.
Okay,
yeah.
John.
Which two together? I'm sorry.
Lemon juice.
Lemon juice. Oh,
lemon juice and olive oil.
With the olive oil, okay.
Yes, otherwise it's very hard
Italian
to drink.
Like myself, and so That's all the type of oil she's ever taken is olive oil her whole life.
Good. Wonderful. Yes. That's probably why she's...
That's why she's so healthy.
Yeah.
At this age. Yes.
Okay, John, thank
One
you so
day
much
I would
for
like
calling.
To come and visit you in person. And,
sure.
You know, to me, if you don't mind me adding something, I think we have the wrong... Well, I know we have the wrong idea with Western medicine, but for me... I would like to go to Dr. Tom, which I will in the future. And I said, you know, Dr. Tom, I feel really good. Help me to feel even better.
Yes.
You are exactly smart, okay?
A lot of our patients are like that.
I'll tell you this. You feel very good. I can still find something wrong with you. You know,
there's always room
perfect.
For improvement.
Yes.
Okay.
John, we're going to have to cut you short. We have one more caller. Thank
okay,
you so much
God
for
bless.
Calling and keep Stay listening.
Day. Have a nice day.
Okay,
have
bye
a great
bye.
Weekend. Bye-bye. Okay, let's get to our last caller, Lynette, on line 5. Is Lynette there? Hello? Line 3, Lynette. Is Lynette there? Hi.
Hi, Lynette.
Hi, welcome to our show. Thanks for waiting.
Oh, thank you.
You have a question for us?
Yes, I have a friend who donated a kidney about 25 years ago to his sister, and now that he is 54, he's having trouble with that kidney that's left. He found mm-hmm. out just 2 months ago that he has diabetes, and it's been undiagnosed for about 2 years. So he
Which one is a donor or recipient had
the
donor. Kidney from?
The donor.
The donor, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
so she had one kidney left, and kidney is not good, right?
Right.
Okay.
And so what now? He's doing a juice fast for about mm-hmm. 6 weeks, and now it's time for him to start eating some solid food. So it's a raw vegetarian diet. But I'm wondering, and I sent him some Chinese herbs, kidney complex, but he's just now starting to try that out.
I would not recommend that, okay? It's more complicated than that. You know, using herbs, you need to know the energy essence of the herb.
Yeah.
Some
right.
energy, some herbs are hot,
some
herbs
are
cold,
so
some are yin, some are yang.
Exactly.
The most important thing is that he needs the soul of the kidney back on this kidney.
He needs
the kidney qi, okay? So that is not easy to do, and you know, either he can come to us or go see an acupuncturist or herbologist if he's too far away. But most of my people come to see me driving 1 to 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And if you live around here, he will benefit. He will see the
Definitely.
He will see the improvement. He will feel the improvement with only one treatment.
Do you have access to the internet, Lynette?
I have access, yes.
Yeah, check out our website, Dr. Tong, drtong.com, and
yes.
you can check. We have a lot of diabetes cases, and you can listen to them.
And also, organ transplants are not natural. You like putting a Mercedes part on a Ford on a Mercedes
yeah.
part, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that the body rejects the organ, that means that you are doing something wrong. The nature telling you you're doing something wrong.
Okay.
Okay. You need qi. You don't need somebody else's organ. If you get somebody's organ and your body do not reject it, that means that you're doing okay. But every single organ donation is done with the body rejects it, and the recipient had to take chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
That's totally not healthy at all.
No, he has
okay.
not had that.
Okay.
But it's working a little bit. So you think that acupuncture will solve the problem?
My treatment would be better.
What
acupuncture
is your,
would.
I don't understand what your treatment is.
My treatment is a very strong form of acupuncture. You get the energy in, and the circulation open up much, much more than acupuncture. The same principle.
Right. It's acupuncture, except he uses anesthetic nerve block injections. So he injects a little lidocaine, diluted lidocaine, which releases the spasm of the acupuncture points.
And get more energy and mm-hmm. more circulation, a lot more,
you
to
can,
the kidney.
Yeah, you can check out our website or give us a call. You can, if you want more information, at 714-556-8664. Okay, Lynette?
Thank you so much.
Thanks
okay.
for calling us.
Okay.
Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Okay. We have one more caller. I don't know if we have time, though. Virginia, is Virginia there on line one? We only have about 30 seconds. Hello? Hello?
Virginia?
I really want my entire family to come and see Dr. Tom.
Okay. We'll take a picture.
Okay, Virginia.
A family picture, you know.
Can
I
make
an
appointment?
Sure. Why don't you give us a call at 714-556-8664. 8664. You can check out, we're almost out of time, but check out our website, drtong.com, D-R-T-O-N-G.com. tong.com. If you call us in about 5 minutes, Dr. Tong can probably answer some of your questions, okay?
I thank you very much.
And then also you can email me, okay, and I will send you information on how my treatment works.
Okay, Virginia?
Okay, I need to get in to see him.
Yes, give us a call, okay? Thanks for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Join us next Saturday at 3:30 p.m. on 99.5 FM KKLA. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.
And this program has been sponsored by Dr. Yiwing Tong on 99.5 KKLA, Los Angeles, the spirit of Los Angeles. Good afternoon. Ted Ziegenbusch once again reminding you can enjoy a great concert this evening, uplifting praise and worship music. It's the third annual Gift of Love concert benefiting Alternate Avenues Women's Resource Center and Early Pregnancy Care Clinic. It's being held at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. Alternate Avenues, by the way, is a nonprofit ministry and medical clinic providing alternatives to abortion, post-abortion counseling, parenting classes, and a powerful youth-driven abstinence until marriage program. So enjoy the Gift of Love concert tonight, Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. For tickets or information, 909-920-5518. That's 909-920-5518. And thanks for staying with us this afternoon. Up next, it's our special program from Connell Communications, right here on 99.5 KKLA, Los Angeles, the spirit of Los Angeles.
Hi, this is Dave Dino. You know, sometimes children are oblivious to the terrible conditions they live in, and you might say that's a blessing. But eventually, it catches up with them, in the form of malnutrition, disease, hardship, maybe even death. I am absolutely captivated by the face of one such little girl that World Vision has sent to me. Her name is Evelyn. She's 9 years old. She